Chapter 6, Lot. The next person we want to write to you about had a short name of only three letters, Lot. He was a nephew of Abram, because he was the son of Abram's brother, Haran. It seems that Haran died rather young. At any rate, he died before his own father did. And so Lot would be left without a father. And when Abram obeyed God's command to leave his own country, Lot went with him and was under his uncle's care. You will remember that after they had come into the land of Canaan, there was a great famine which drove them down into Egypt. When they came back from Egypt, Abraham had grown to be a rich man, with a great deal of cattle, as well as silver and gold. Lot also had his own flocks and herds and tents, and their cattle were so many that there was not enough land for them all to feed together. Then the men who looked after Abram's herds began to quarrel with Lot's men. Now this grieved the good man Abram, and that there should be any quarreling in their camp. And he said to his nephew Lot, "Let there be no strife, I pray thee, for we be brethren." This shows us that brothers and sisters should dwell together in peace and not quarrel one with another. So Abram and Lot decided to separate, and then all their cattle would find plenty of food. You might think that Abram, being the older, would say which part of the land he would choose, and then leave Lot to choose from the rest. But no, Abram very lovingly gave his nephew the first choice. And if Lot went to the right hand, then he would go to the left. This, too, is an example of the way in which brethren should give place to one another, and not try always to be the first or the chief, or to take the best to themselves. Well, Lot then took his choice. But what a sad choice it was, as we shall see. He saw the plain of Jordan, which was well watered and very fruitful, and so he chose that for his portion. He did not seem to mind that he would be dwelling with the wicked people of Sodom, but looked only at the beautiful land which he would have for his flocks. He wanted to find an easy and pleasant path, although it meant living with such wicked people. Could he hope to have the Lord's presence with him? How different was the case with Abram. He let Lot have the first choice and take the best of the country. But what a rich reward he had! Abram separated and went the opposite way from Lot, but he had the Lord's presence and gracious promise. This was Abram's reward, and how much better is it to have the Lord as our portion than to have all the good things of this life. But Lot had to suffer much for his choice. First, he was carried away captive by several kings who attacked Sodom and took away their goods. It is true that God had mercy on him and helped Abram to pursue after these kings and rescue Lot and his wife and family. But even after this, Lot continued to live in wicked Sodom until the time came when God said he would destroy both Sodom and Gomorrah. Again, God had mercy on Lot and sent an angel to bring him out of Sodom with his wife and daughters, before the fire fell from heaven and burned up those wicked cities with all who lived in them. Even then, Lot did not want to leave, and his wife looked back at Sodom, and because she disobeyed God in this, she was turned into a pillar of salt. So Lot lost all his possessions and his wife, and had to flee out of Sodom. He would have the pleasant land, but came out of it empty. This should show us that we are not to set our hearts on this world and the things of it, for it will all be burned up with fire. How much better to seek after Abram's reward, and to have God and his promises on our side. Now for some texts. See if you can find and read these. Genesis chapter 12, verse 5, which tells us that Abram took Lot with him into the land of Canaan. Genesis chapter 13, verses 8 to 12, which show how Abram and Lot separated, and Lot chose to live at Sodom. Genesis chapter 14, verses 12 to 16, which show how Lot was carried away and then rescued by Abram. Genesis chapter 19, where you will read that Sodom was burned up and Lot had to flee. Luke chapter 17, verse 32, which says, "Remember Lot's wife, how she was turned into a pillar of salt for wishing to be back in Sodom." Second Epistle of Peter, chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, will show you that Lot was a just man and was troubled about the wickedness of Sodom.